Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. The Video Game Review is a radio show where we talk about video games for an hour. Well, 53 minutes is what we have left, and not just sports video games, all video games. I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how to make video games, but I do judge them on one criterion, and that is it fun? As we get so hyped over pixels and frames per second and all that, but if it's fun, we'll play it. And if it's overhyped, underhyped, what we need is we need to get together like a show like this and discuss it. Hey, we've got it. So call me up toll free 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What's good? What's bad? My unpaid correspondents out there, tell us what you like and what you don't like. We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better or more ubiquitous, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot of garbage out there, because there still is, trying to capitalize on that dollar bill, y'all. So talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. We are around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I know the video games give a little home cooking to our brave men and women out there, and you guys keep us and our allies safe. So we thank you for that. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we certainly appreciate all that you do. And stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. Also, Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Good to be on Sirius XM. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. They go to me, and that's pertinent for two reasons. Three reasons. Write me an email. The other two are you can win the game I'll give away at 40 after via the email. That's about a half hour from now. And also the cheat code. I like giving out cheat codes at the end of the show for older games. Rick@sportsbyline.com. SBNationLive.com as well. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel. Tune your cable provider, 35 million homes. So we'll take a quick break and we'll get into it on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that. A little F-Zero from the SNES days. Port Town, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, girl. 1-800-870. Hey, I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And lines are available all over this great land of ours. And Mexico, Canada, North America, Lower and Contig, American Forces Network. Let's use an overseas code, 1-800-878-PLAY. So as I was saying last week, get my hands on Battlefield 6, which I finally did. And I've seen a lot of gushing reviews for it. And I think it's mostly because the last two Battlefields were not great. It's just people are glad that it's back to being good again. And it's good. And I don't say this is out of nostalgia. It's not as good as Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's not as good as Battlefield 1. It's not as good as Battlefield 4. I find the weapons they give you in the beginning are really lame. It's hard to even aim down on somebody. So it's and the vehicles, it's all cool. It's all very familiar if you're a Battlefield fan like me. I've been playing for a long, long time. Love DICE, Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment, out of Stockholm, Sweden. Inventors of the Frostbite engine, now under the Activision banner. But it's good. It's no doubt it's good. I'm not raving. I just think it's good, which is, you know, if you know, like Rotten Tomatoes is thumbs up, thumbs down. There's no A, B, C, D, E, F grades. If you're just going thumbs up or thumb down, I'm definitely a thumbs up. If I had to give it a number, I'd probably give it an 8. You know, I don't think it's a 9. I certainly don't think it's a 10. I would say stick to the bigger maps. Some of them are, some of the smaller maps are good. There's one that's just awful, which is just like a construction site supposed to be Egypt. It could be Bayonne, New Jersey. It's just, you know, a wall-less sort of construction site, one after the other, and there's somebody always around you and in front of you. It almost feels COD-ish in a way, TDM. But I kind of found my spot, and that's Breakthrough, because I'm a rush guy. One side defends, you got the MCOMs, one side attacks, and they call it Breakthrough in BF6. And now you're getting into APCs, Bradleys, and tanks, and such things, and aerial combat as well. And I think the game really shines, and that's where you separate yourself from the Call of Duty arcade. You know, arcade, you're Call of Duty, you're dressed like Beavis or Saw or Supergirl, literally, and you've got a pink submachine gun, and you've got, you know, zebra boots, and it's cartoony, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, 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 spawn, die, and we love it, you know, but Call of Duty can never bring in the large-scale combat that Battlefield can do. They've tried, and they know, and they can can name their games Black Ops or Modern War, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it. Call of Duty is Call of Duty, and I love it, but it's apples and oranges, and I like apples and I like oranges. So I've never tried to pit those two against each other. It's like, do you want an F-150 or a Silverado? No. It's not that similar. It's apples and oranges. But as I said, this is where Battlefield shines, is that no other game has been able to bring this type of large-scale combat in. I like stuff that is quote-unquote realistic. In other words, no jumpsuits, no 2042, no, you know, nothing like that. Nothing fantasy-wise. I did have, you know, so if I do something really well, I'll go ahead on my PS5 and just hit record the last 15 seconds, and then later on I'll go back and I'll delete almost everything. I did have one really cool moment where I was like in a building that was falling down and shot two guys, and then a Bradley comes around the corner, and I had my rocket launcher, and I took care of that, and that was a triple kill. So I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll hold on to that with the law. But the other thing was, in BF4, you could lock on to a guy on a jet ski, like on the horizon, with your law, and it would go straight up and it would hit him. I remember the first time I was on a jet ski and it got hit, and I'm like, no one is that lucky of a shot. And it's like, oh no, I got locked on without even being painted. So, you know, as the weapons progress, you know, they're getting a little better. As I said, most of them are pretty garbage in the beginning, and I guess that's on purpose. But just as far as trying to find the balance of aiming down, and it's not as smooth. It's a little more haphazard, I think. I always felt like in Battlefield 4, Bad Company 2, Battlefield 1, I really had control of my rifle or my submachine gun, my LMG, whatever it was. This one feels a little more loosey-goosey. I'm just going to have to get used to it. I don't want to like mess with controls and slow down the swing. I'm just going to have to get used to it. So I know it's on me right now. Doesn't mean that I like it. But there is one thing, and I don't know if anybody else experienced this, but, and this happened to me one time before a long time ago, but I turned on the game, and everything that I sort of looked at, there was a read-along voice. It was a deadpan, bored female AI voice. So if it said like, start game, campaign mode, I'm like, oh no, it's reading everything. And someone's like, oh, is that for people who can't see? I'm like, well, people can't see, I doubt they're playing video games. I don't know what that's for, the read along. And I thought, all it can be for is for the illiterate. Right? Why else would you have a read-along? You know, I can understand if someone's talking and you can't hear very well, then there's subtitles. But it was this woman, no matter what it was.
Team Deathmatch. This is a mode of play where 8-on-8 take care.
And I was going to lose my mind. And so I went into the PS5 system files and it said, turn that off. I turned that off. It didn't work on the game. And I was actually going to call one of my buddies who's on vacation who knows more about video games than me. And I thought, no, that's dumb. I'll just go on online. And as soon as I start typing, it pops up. Apparently, a lot of other people haven't said how to turn off the horrific read-along voice. And I went through all these options, and it was under accessibility, not under audio, not under accessibility. So the default is to have that on. Okay, at least in my version on the PS5. Who, look at all these owls. Who thought, well, let's just make that the default, to have this deadpan female robot indifferent voice.
Come on, and whatever is highlighted, it'll just read.
It's almost felt like there was like a spirit in the house or something. Like, who's talking right now? What the hell is that? So that put me in a hour mood for about 5 minutes. I got over it. But if anyone's listening from EA, what are you doing? That shouldn't even be a thing, much less have it as soon as you turn it on. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you very much for listening to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle on all these fantastic sports talk networks. On the SBNationLive.com as well, out of Houston. However you're hearing us, of course, home studios here in San Francisco, Sports Byline. It's great to have you with us. In the next segment, I will give away a brand new game and also let you know the new releases, what's coming out this week. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. This email is from Carrie. Carrie says, "Hey, Rick, love the show from Utah." All right. What's up going on, SLC? Anyway, she says, Call of Duty 2 is a 20-year-old game. How old do you feel now? I guess old. I think Carrie, by the way, thanks for the emails. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email. You can email me and I'll email you back or read it on the air too. I think Carrie brings that up because I've mentioned several times over the years, and I've been doing this show almost 20 years now, is that Call of Duty 2 is the reason I got an Xbox 360. You know, I think we've sort of, at least I have, and I would probably say most of the video gaming world enthusiasts, that we've normalized these horrifically high prices for consoles. And so you think, oh, it's only $400. I thought it was going to be $500. And then you make a choice. You're like, well, I'm not going to, you know, some people, I used to have a buddy, it would always be a choice. Do I want new shoes or do I want these jeans? And for him, that was a real choice because that's all the money he had left over after rent. So I remember when the 360 came out, I was like, wow, that thing is so awesome. I go, but it's so expensive. I want to say it was $300. I'm like, that's an obscene amount of money to pay for a system. And then I don't know where I was. Maybe it was a Target or something. And you know, I had loved Medal of Honor, first person war shooter, World War II. Now here's Call of Duty 2, a World War II first person shooter that looked like a Cadillac compared to a go-kart. It was the most awesome thing I had ever seen on a console. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting out the credit card right now. And it is one of the greatest games of all time. And, you know, just the detail that was put into it. And that was Infinity Ward. That was sort of their debut crowning achievement. And over the years, as they brought in Treyarch, and, you know, they always, what Activision has is they have Treyarch and Infinity Ward work 2 years on a game, and then they stagger them. So one of them gets the odd years, one of them gets the even years. And then they brought in Ravensoft and some of the other ones, Bulletproof, and they brought in some other developers to help. But yeah, that Infinity Ward game, and then I found out, it just started off with a dude in his apartment here in San Francisco. Like, it was mind-boggling how good that was. But this is why I love the Battlefield games too, because I saw them go out and find vintage weapons from World War II and then record them so they would have the real sounds. You ever played a game where the machine gun just goes Yeah, it sounds a lot different when it's the literal recording. And I'm not a gun nut, but being a Californian, I can't shoot full auto at a range. So whenever I'm in a neighboring state like Arizona or Nevada, I will go to a range and I'll get a vintage. I've got some modern ones too, but like it was a dream to finally fire an MP40 Schmeisser, no kick at all. That was my favorite all time. And then the Thompson submachine gun, World War II era. I mean, it's just so cool. It's just amazing how fast those things rip through an entire, and it's expensive too. It's like 30, like almost a dollar a bullet. But yes, thank you, Carrie. And you know, it's not just that game that's turning 20 years old. Liberty City Stories, the GTA game. I mean, that's hard to believe. God of War, the first one, is 20 years old. Battlefront 2 is 20 years old. And even the new Battlefront 2, I think, is about turning 8 years old now. So, yeah, time does fly when you're having fun. And then I also, Kingdom Hearts 2 is 20. And I bring that up as well because I saw an article of the hardest platforming sections of all time. And it was it was on Dual Shockers. And it was the title was 10 Video Game Platforming Sections Harder Than Any Boss Fight. And for me, all I could think of was Tarzan on Kingdom Hearts 2 on the PS2. And I remember it was 2000, maybe it was Kingdom Hearts 1. It was Kingdom Hearts 1. But this is 2002, and I was in England. I was coaching football to the police department. They had a football team. And yes, I'm American, so football is football, soccer, soccer. Even though soccer is an English word, association football. They hate it when I bring that up. They think we made up soccer when they made up the word. But I digress. I was coaching football, and I was also one of the PCs, police constables, I was coaching football too, in the Metropolitan Police Department. He said he had a 14-year-old son, and they had a basketball team. And he said, "Can you be a basketball coach?" And I said, "No, I'm not a basketball coach." And he goes, "Well, did you play?" And I said, "I just played in high school." And he goes, "Well, that basically makes you John Wooden over here." And so anyway, I was coaching those kids. And then at the end of the season, they had a get together at one of the parents' house. And all the players were in one room playing Kingdom Hearts. And one of the kids came to me and they're like, "You're good at video games, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not bad." They go, we can't get through this level." And that was the Tarzan level, which I've talked about on this show before, where you had to swing and get it just right and grab the vine and then grab the next vine. And I mean, who better than 14-year-old kids, boys and girls, but I mean, who better than a 14-year-old to get through this and then to go to the adult? And even I couldn't get through it. And at that point, I was like, "Well, this is horrifying." And it didn't make the list. Now, look, these lists are subjective and it's good radio fodder, but it just, I was looking down, you know, this article written by Ronald Gonsalves, and he said, "Ori and the Will of the Wisps Sandworm Escape Level." I'm not familiar with that. I'm sure it's horrifying, Ronald. He said Bionic Bay's Christostatic. Didn't play that. He said Unlinked Mask in Kaizo Block. Not familiar with it. Shinobi Art of Vengeance. He said the Oboro Village Anku Rift. Don't know it. Ninja Gaiden Ragebound Back in the Caves S4. That did look familiar. Going, you're basically doing kind of the Tarzan thing on the stalactites. Cuphead, Perilous Piers. I do remember that. And then he has Super Mario Brothers World 8-3. And I think we've all probably played and finished that game. I can't remember. I don't remember them as 8-3. But yeah, that there. Look, there. I can think of at least a dozen Super Mario levels that were hard. You got bullet bills and all sorts of flames. Those are the things too, that the flames would just, they were literally heat seeking. So it wasn't like you could just jump over them or on top of them. He also had Aeterna Noctis Cosmos level, and then Hollow Knight Path of Pain, and finally the game's Celeste, the farewell level. And so all I could think of was, bless Ronald Gonsalves for this article. This to me seems like when someone says, oh, what are your favorite, you know, Zeppelin songs? And they name 10 sides that are just album tracks, because I think they're just trying to be cool. And throw one Mario in there for the rest of us. But hey, if those are the hardest ones, those are the hardest ones. I can go to Mylon's Secret Castle and I can think of that. I can also think of a couple of Mega Man levels that were pretty hard as well. But this is why we all have to get together. We all have different opinions on those stuff. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. When we come back, I will give away a brand new game, and we'll also talk about release dates, and the lines are open if you'd like to chime in at 1-800-878-7529. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. It's quite like a church now. 40 after the hour. But of course, it's the time, baby, to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is just send me the answer to a very simple question. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. The game's called One Military Camp. This came out a couple of years ago. But the reason I bring it up, it has now made its way to the Xbox Series X and S and the PS5. It was originally a PC game. So I have it for the 5, the code. It's developed by Abbey Light Barcelona, which of course is under the publishers Abbey Light Studios. Here's the blurb. Build your own military camp, manage the economy, recruit the best candidates, and train them to become elite specialists. Send them on missions across the land to end the war once and for all. And I'll say this is very cartoony. So it looks Sims-like. My question is this game developed in Barcelona or is this game developed in Madrid? Once again, the correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com will win One Military Camp, developed by Abbey Light Barcelona, hint, hint, published by Abbey Light Studios for the Xbox Series X and S and PS5. All right, and a little bit later, we'll in this segment, we'll get to the new releases as well. And remember, when the new releases, whenever one game comes out, then we have other games that, you know, they go down the shelf. And then hopefully they will the prices will go down as well. I actually know a guy who it's almost like his raison d'etre. He will not pay full price for a game. Ever in his life, no matter what, he will not do it. He goes, I can't do it. I'll always wait till they go on. And sometimes it means he has to wait like over a year, but whatever. I guess I say I admire him for it. All right. FIFA, by the way, FIFA has found its way back to video games. It's been a while since we've seen anything officially FIFA in the world of video games because they said goodbye to the license that they gave EA forever. It's hard to believe now. It's 3 years. And whether that's paid off literal or not, FIFA announced this week that it has signed a multi-year partnership with Football Manager. And technically, this is the second FIFA game connection since the EA split, because it also revealed a game that was called FIFA Heroes, but that's just for phones, so I'm not into that. any case, this they say it's going to be going into effect pretty soon. And there'll be official licenses, obviously, for the Men's and Women's World Cup and Club World Cup if you're into that. And so they say it'll be a playable, revamped international management module coming to Football Manager 2026 sometime next year ahead of the summer's World Cup. And that will have the kits for all the 48 teams. So you'll have Cape Verde in there. Congratulations. By the way, to Cape Verde for making the World Cup. Remember, there are 48 teams, as I mentioned. Once we get to the knockout phases, it's people think, oh, the World Cup's going to be watered down. It will be watered down, but it's still the World Cup. And I'm happy for all those countries that never would have got in before. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of AI,
And I'm supposed to attend some little AI conference this week, so I'll report back on that next week. But as we've all been waiting for Grand Theft Auto 6 now over a decade, some people say the most highly anticipated game of all time. I'm not going there. Some have said it. But Google Cloud's global director for games, Jack Bucer, he chimed in the other day. I saw an article on Business Insider. That's right. I'm scouring all the exciting publications like Business Insider. And he said that AI has arrived at an important time for the gaming industry, talking about how this could speed up GTA 6. He said, we're just very, very fortunate that AI has arrived on the scene at a time when the games industry really needs it more than ever before. Huh. Well, we know that there were a lot of layoffs and there was a little bit of decline post-pandemic, and it kind of hit the gaming community hard. But we also have been told by the Wall Street people and the people who forecast this stuff that by 2030, it could be a $300 billion a year business. And part of that is driven by the adoption of AI until it decides to kill all humans. You do not compute. And, you know, if you look at companies like Ubisoft, that's been using it a lot. But Boozer said one of the key impacts of AI that have on the industry is taking something like the GTA franchise. He said, it's not unusual to find video games that take years and years and years and years to develop. Some take a decade to develop. It's wild how long it can take to develop a video game. And oftentimes, that's because in development, the time it takes for you to get an idea to reality in a game, that's what they call iteration time, can be quite lengthy. But with AI, you're able to actually get your ideas into the game much more quickly. You're able to accelerate that iteration loop. This is where AI can be used to create entirely new gameplay experiences, right? So we've actually seen AI land first in development and analytics, but where it's ultimately going to go in this idea of providing experiences for players that simply would have been impossible before. Probably the most famous example is what we call a smart NPC, end quote. All right. Now, NPCs or non-playing characters, usually, you know, you bump into them in the bar and they go, hey, watch out. Then you bump into again, hey, watch out. But some, if you there's an option to talk, you know, then it'll be like, which way should I go, left or right? I don't care. Which way? I don't care. Boozer says, oftentimes the way games are designed in the past, you would go up to one of these characters and they would say something to you. Then you get to choose like two or three, four different things to say back. However, with AI, you can actually make these conversations in natural language. You can talk to a player in the game. They stay within character. And you're actually having an ongoing dialogue with them as if it's another human being. But it's not. Okay. Do we want that? I mean, I guess, kind of. Do we want that? I don't know. Isn't that the reason it's an NPC? Because it's not important? All right. One other thing. I got asked this week a question about whether, because somebody asked me on the streets if they were going to be remaking Knights of the Old Republic, and the answer is yes. It's interesting because it was with Aspyre Media, and then it was with Saber Interactive, and then the game was radio silent. And then Embracer Group, whatever that is, they sold off Saber Interactive. And then now it's supposedly in new hands. So I can report that the answer is, from the rumors, yes.
I did see also it was confirmed, because in the spring, Remedy Entertainment was saying when it struck a deal with Rockstar and they were going to remake Max Payne and Max Payne 2, The Fall of Max Payne. They sold the IP to Rockstar a long time ago, but then apparently they've taken it back. You know, I've been waiting for Persona 5. There's a Persona 4 revival. There's a Silent Hill remake. A Splinter Cell remake. I saw that CD Projekt Red, with their litany of their upcoming projects, they're going to make a full remake of the first Witcher game. They're going to do it in Unreal 5. They're going to hiring Fool's Theory, the developer, to make it for CD Projekt Red. Hopefully it's not like Cyberpunk. And the question I have when I saw all this is, do we really need all the remakes? I mean, I can understand. It's like, well, now we're going to get higher def pixel, blah, blah. Like, okay. I don't know. I remember being excited for some remakes, and then I realized I already have this game. Why am I buying it as a remake? If you never had it, I guess that might be good. All right. Let's take a look at what's new on the shelves this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Bermuda Survivor. This is a PC game. As is Fantasy Maiden Wars. Dream of the Stray Dreamer. There's a title. Isla, a Frosty Glide. PC, PS5, Switch, X and S. Kumitane, Old School Slaughter. Switch and PC. Darkenstein 3D, and it looks a lot like Wolfenstein. Escape Simulator 2 on the PC. Isopod, a web spinoff on the PC. Jurassic World Evolution 3, PS5, PC, Xbox Series, X and S. Ninja Gaiden 4, PC, PS5, X and S. Painkiller, PC, PS5, X and S. Spooky Express, this is for your phones. Android and iPhone and PC. Swap Meat, but it's M-E-A-T. It's for your phones. Vampire, The Masquerade Bloodlines 2, 5 PC XS. Away From Home, PC. Cut That Wire, PC. Dispatch, PS5 and PC. The cover art in Dispatch is seeing a guy at a urinal. I don't know either. I, Mother on the PC, Modulus on the PC, OneWay.exe, PC and Mac, Pale Coins, PC, Raven 2, your phones and PC, Riddlewood Manor, PC, World in the Abyss, PC, Angry Video Game Nerd 8-Bit, PC, Switch, 5, X and S, Be Castled is on everything. Bounty Star is on everything but the Switch. Capote, wow, it's exciting, on the PC. Oh, I don't want to prejudge it. Exploding Judo Federation on the PC, great title. Fading Serenades is on the PC. Moonlighter 2, The Endless Vault is on the PC. Power Wash Simulator 2, PC, Switch 2, X and S, and PS5. Let's take a quick break. We will come back with the free game right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Just a couple minutes left, and it's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. This one is from Benny. Benny says, Rick, where do I get the first warp whistle on the NES? And you know what I mean, ha ha. I do know what you mean. That's Super Mario Brothers 3. And by the way, there are 3 warp whistles in that game. The first one is pretty good. In the first world, in the third section, or 1-3, when you get to that white block, just duck down, but you have to hold it for a few seconds. Duck down and hold it, and you'll drop behind the scenery and run all the way to the right. You'll reach Toad's house, and of course, Toad is not a frog. He's a toadstool. He's a mushroom guy. Very sweet. And he'll give you the first warp whistle. Now, if you use a second warp whistle after getting to the warp room with the first, you'll go right to World 8. And there you have it. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week. You can email me throughout the week at rick@sportsbyline.com. Until then, we'll see you next time on Sports Byline.